Hello, everyone.
Hello, and welcome to
Spooky Siblings.
I'm Faith.
I'm Oliver.
Do you want to introduce your pick of the week?
Yes. So this is The Crazies from 2010, the remake. I absolutely love this movie. It's a great zombie movie. I would say one of the best, honestly.
Honestly, yeah. I think it is definitely one of the best zombie movies because they're still, like, coherent and they still have memories of their past life.
The actual zombies, yeah.
And they're
some
smart.
Aren't, and some are. Like, the first guy that walks onto the field is not.
The guy that's locked in the jail
cell is not coherent.
Mm.
I think maybe, like, as it sits in them.
Ah.
Or something like that. I don't know. Because, like, the first few we encounter are not coherent.
Yeah.
The principal was not coherent. But by the time they get to the house and they encounter the first guy's family, Rory's family.
Yeah.
They're, like, having a conversation with them.
Yeah, they're talking.
And they didn't... The thing that was interesting to me was they didn't kill immediately.
Yeah.
They tied her up for a secondary purpose.
So they're smart.
They're different. Those ones were different. That was actually a discussion point of mine, is why were those ones... Those ones seemed different out of all of them to me.
And the hunters, too. Like, they teamed up.
They teamed up. Yeah, that's true. That's true, actually. My dislike list on this was very, very small.
Oh, okay.
I had one note.
I have a couple.
Did you? Yeah.
Just tropes. That's about it.
Lots of tropes, yeah, to be honest, yeah. Do you want to start with a rating?
Yeah, yeah. My initial rating is 6 out of 10. I think that's a pretty good score for a zombie movie.
I would say 7. 6 is still respectable, as per our conversation yesterday, yeah. Last week. But I really liked it.
It is a good movie. It has great scenes in it. Almost all of the action scenes it has are all very good.
Yeah, and every scene is action.
And it beat your 20-minute timer. It started at, like, 3 minutes.
The first scene
yeah.
is a zombie walking onto the baseball game.
Yeah, and all those kids watching them get shot in the face.
Yeah, like, I wanted to pause it and check, but I was like, man, it just started.
Yeah, it was, like, at least the first 5 minutes. It was crazy.
Oh, first 2 minutes, I think. Like, it was
probably
quick times.
And then by the next scene, the next action scene, it was like 13 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just a little bit of storytelling there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like that it was action-packed. The acting was good, and the storytelling was concise.
Yeah.
So I think this was an easy 7 for me. Yeah, it was a little bit tropey, if that's a word. But I thought all the scenes, not all the scenes, but it had a lot of unique and original scenes.
That's true.
For example, the car wash.
Yeah, that's a great scene.
The pitchfork, especially.
Oh, yeah.
Unique and original. And I think that I could almost bump it up to an 8, honestly, I feel like. This is a good movie.
Well, we can
especially
do it.
Especially as rated against other zombie movies.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a plethora of bad zombie movies.
We'll do our final rating.
Yeah. Spooky out of 5.
Well, the first time I watched this, it was spook for me, but I gave it a 2.5.
Yeah, I think that's where I am.
Just for my scariness.
I think that's where I am, too. There's not a lot of, like, tension. The scariest scene by far, I would say, is the
pitchfork,
which actually does have a lot of tension.
That's true.
But other than that, there's not much. The car wash is a tense scene. Most of it is just action horror, though.
Like, yeah, yeah. It was very action-y. I do love the actors. I love Timothy Oliphant.
Mm-hmm. I know him.
Yeah.
I didn't look him up, but I know him from other stuff.
He's in a bunch of things. He's a good actor. He's really funny, too.
He gives me Billy Bob Thornton vibes.
Yeah, he's like PG Billy Bob
he's
Thornton.
He's like Billy Bob Thornton Jr. Light. Yeah.
And I also love Dressel. He's from Across the Universe, hey?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Across the Universe came out
in
2007.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that. But I did quite like him. Good acting as well out of him.
Yeah, I really like this guy. He's very cute. We should watch the original.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, actually.
1973?
I would be down.
Why haven't we ever done that?
I don't know. It seems like it is a little bit different. Like, they definitely changed it to adapt it. But,
mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't seen the original, but I think this is a remake done correctly.
Definitely.
You had a couple dislikes. Let's get it out of the way.
Yeah. I just don't like the tropiness, some of the tropes. The I'm not leaving
whatever it is, I can't just leave.
Yeah, I'm the
bro,
doctor.
Bro, get out of here. Yeah. Go, dude. What are you talking about?
I know, you're pregnant.
How's this a fight, man?
Freaking get out of there, girl. Yeah. Like, the wife was so stupid. Just, she was written so dumb.
But I mean, when you think about it, if she had left, she probably would have died on the highway.
I guess. But we didn't know that.
It's true. At the time, leaving was a perfectly reasonable assumption.
Yes. I mean, I'm sure at that point, she could have gotten out of there, though.
Yeah, maybe.
That was, like, at the very initial.
Yeah, it was, like, the first thing. Well, it was right. No, maybe not, because it was right after he realized the internet was cut.
Oh.
He realized what they were in trouble.
Okay, maybe then she would have died on the highway. But we didn't know that.
She wouldn't have seen that coming.
Oh, I have to save my boyfriend. Like, no, just assume everyone is dead. I would have just left her, honestly.
Yeah, I did think, like, if something this nightmarish was going on, like, this is not how people would react.
Yeah, like...
You would not walk into a house. They're cops. If they walk into an empty house, they should sweep it top to bottom.
100%, and they're not sweeping nothing.
Before they just let his pregnant wife go upstairs and hang out.
Yeah, just assuming that the house is fine.
Yes.
Yeah, the no sweeping, the very dilly-dallying, like...
The way she's just sitting in the...
In the diner. Girl, go fill up backpacks of food and water. What are you
doing? Look around you, bro. Check over your shoulder at least.
No kidding.
She's just sitting there, like, reminiscing, drinking her water.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, why is he doing all the work? Go fill up a backpack.
It's true. It's true.
Oh, my God. And, yeah, so, like, when were they walking at the, like, when they were walking out of the town and he's the only one carrying a backpack, like, what, is she completely useless?
Well, she is pregnant. She shouldn't
really
be carrying
stuff. 3 weeks pregnant. She is fine.
She's undergoing a lot of stress right now.
She's 3 weeks. She could barely feel it, I'm sure. It doesn't matter. At that point, that much stress, you would probably...
Yeah, it's life or death. It's not time to take it easy.
Exactly. If you want to keep your baby alive, you got to pack up some food and water.
It's true.
The walking in the middle of the road, when they're just blasting cars in the middle of the road... Why are you guys walking in the middle of the road?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's bush out there. Like, it's not exactly easy to walk off the road.
Well, but still, like, they're exploding cars on the road. They're trying to be stealthy, but you shouldn't be walking...
In the town, you mean?
In the town, walking out of
the
town.
On the highway, I don't think it's a big deal. But in the town, yeah, then you should stick to walls and corners. Yeah.
That and... The splitting up of everybody.
Yeah.
Don't split up.
The wait here.
Yeah.
No,
she's
why?
Outside. Hey, outside. You're outside waiting?
No.
What for?
No.
Go with him.
I know.
Go help.
Well, that one outside the truck stop, I think that was just a device to get her to see the truck.
Yeah, but I mean,
the dead bodies.
They could have seen it some other way.
It's true. It could have been in the shop and they stumbled upon it.
Yeah.
It's true.
Or when they're pulling out with the truck, they could have shone their light on it and saw that or something.
Mm. Wow, look at you, the cinematographer.
But, like, the wait here is ridiculous. And then she's in the diner by herself. No.
There were definitely bad decisions.
Like, his hand is useless after it's being stabbed like that.
Yeah, I can't imagine you can use your hand.
No,
like, I mean,
man.
Maybe if it's like a...
If it was right in between these little bones right here.
Well,
if
these
he was
are
that,
definitely not working. Maybe you can use your thumb. Maybe.
Yeah, okay. But the pain would be excruciating.
The pain would probably be really bad.
He wouldn't even be able to move his hand from the pain.
Yeah, probably. Probably. I agree with that. I thought that too. I, when I saw that scene, I was like, man, could he use his hand after
yeah.
that?
Yeah, and like he's pulling it out of the ground, which is making it even bigger and more damaged.
Chalk it up to adrenaline.
You're right. No. Him pulling it out is fine, but it's just him using it like a normal hand is not.
Yeah.
And maybe it is adrenaline, I guess.
Be like, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you can't squeeze anything?
Yeah.
It would be like that times 1,000.
Yeah. Okay, those are my only complaints.
That I agreed with that. I just wrote them down in my stupid pile. But I did also write the fake jump scares.
Like what?
Like, someone reaching out their hand.
Oh, yeah.
Or him grabbing her from behind in the truck stop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just stuff like that. I don't see the need for fake jump scares. You want to give us jump scares? Give us jump scares. Okay, but we can do away with those, I think. I think as a culture, we're past those. You know?
We've evolved.
We don't need
people.
Them anymore. We don't need them.
Yeah.
Those were really my only ones. But my like list was pretty huge, honestly.
Okay, let's hear
There's
it.
There's a lot I like about it.
Let us hear it.
I like a lot of the dialogue, actually, which I was surprised I haven't seen this in a while.
Yeah, me too.
And I kind of expected the dialogue to be cheesy, but I actually liked it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was well-written and personal and realistic, like especially exchanges between David, the sheriff, and Russell.
Mm-hmm.
They sounded very organic and natural and real.
And they had a lot of chemistry together.
I agree. Very much Shane and Rick Walking Dead. There were a couple of things I wanted to note. So what's the town they're in?
Ogden Marsh.
No, but what's the town? Pierce County, right?
Pierce County.
So Pierce County, it said it was a 1,200, a population of about 1,200.
1,260, yeah.
So that's, do you know Legal up north here? So that's about 1,300 people.
Oh, really?
So it's about a town that size, just for reference sake.
Yeah, that's
And
small.
Then at the end, Cedar Rapids is about 128,000.
Yeah.
So that's about Red Deer size. Red Deer is about 130,000.
Oh, wow. That's actually a good tool because I was wondering how big that might be.
Yeah, that was, I thought about it immediately when I saw 1,200 people. I was like, how big of a town is that?
But the size of Red Deer? Oof, imagine running around Red Deer with crazies around.
That's the thing. Like, have you been to Legal?
Yeah, I'm sure I've passed through it.
Legal's a small town. Like, yeah. To imagine even that small of a town going that crazy.
Yeah.
Something like Red Deer would be unsurvivable.
Definitely. I'd hide in the windmill.
That's where everyone would go. Everyone would go there first. Grab the donuts and leave.
Grab the donuts and head her.
Oh, I did want to make a note. I was looking up, because I really liked the infected design, like the makeup of them. I thought it was really scary and really well done. And at that time, I think, pretty original. I feel like we weren't seeing zombies that looked like that at that time.
I don't think so.
That's more like World War Z style, which came out
way later.
So on the Wikipedia, they say that the makeup was modeled mostly after cases of rabies and tetanus.
Whoa.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting that they consulted, I guess, a lot of medical personnel to design something that looks real.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it actually scarier.
Yeah, rabies is super scary.
Wow, that's crazy. That's really cool to know.
You know, nuke scene, you can always get me with a nuke scene. Always give me a nuke scene. I really don't care. Unless it's like bad CGI or something.
I don't think it was bad.
No, I don't think so either. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You'll always get me with a nuke scene. It's like how we were talking last time about just anytime you give me your version of hell.
Yeah.
I'm down to see it
because
a nuke is right there next to hell.
Oh, for sure.
So anytime you want to, I mean, we know what a nuke looks like, but there is some room for artistic license. So to give us like the ground shaking and coming up like a carpet. I thought it was nice. I like a nuke scene.
I didn't know you were that big into nuke scenes.
Yeah, I like a nuke scene. I think it's obviously like scary.
It is very scary.
I think everyone's scared of a nuke, but
especially in these times.
That's as real world scary as it gets. Without giving me monsters, zombies, ghouls,
yes.
Nukes, like that's as scary as people get.
That's true. When it blasted the glass in her face, I thought, oh, maybe she's, I forgot if she survives or not. Because it looked like it got her full on in the face. No?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
When the shockwave comes. Truck? Yeah, and they're in the truck and she's watching and she's like, ah!
Oh, was there a specific cut of that? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, you didn't?
There's a cut of like the window blowing in her face?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like maybe she should have been more scratched up a little bit.
Yeah, they're just lucky they were outside of the fireball zone.
What else are your likes?
The whole discovery sequence of when he's... when the hunters find the body, bring in the sheriff.
Yeah. It was very natural and it came up organically.
And it wasn't too long.
No.
And it was engaging. And it wasn't like there were no miracles.
Yeah.
Like it was all just basic common sense.
Yeah. Putting all these puzzle pieces together.
Yeah. I thought it was a well put together sequence. There's a lot of stupid ways to put together discovery sequences like that.
That's true.
And then his line of, oh, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
I like how aware he is.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. I liked the eagle eye view from the military plane or whatever it is. Satellite. I thought that was really cool how it like zooms in and c- can see everybody. And obviously, it's like the government, because well, like, initiate.
We could give the government the benefit of the doubt and just assume it's the military acting alone.
Oh, you think it was a rogue military?
Not necessarily a rogue military, like a whole operation, but, you know, a secret weapon. Ooh. That they were studying.
Yeah. They nuked that town, and then they started it in the next one. So it's obviously planned.
Yeah, you know what? Now that you bring it up, I love that ending scene that they make it to Cedar Rapids, and yeah. Then it zooms out, starts over again.
Yeah.
Because obviously they're not surviving a round two in Cedar Rapids.
But would you want to go for a round two? If I got out of there. And I got to a new city.
Well, they would be experienced. They would be more experienced than everyone in that city.
Yeah, but there's it's 100 times more people. It's 100
and literally
130,000 people.
Jesus.
Imagine how much more insane it would be. I would just blow my brains out.
Yeah, like when they're in that gas station there and he's just like, you want to just sit here and die? We'll just die. You know what, man? That doesn't sound that bad.
I would try. Okay, I tried. I got out. But to have it start all over again... I don't have
that. Russell gave his life for them.
That's true, but...
He was going to die anyways, I guess, but...
And, yeah, he did do his purpose, but to do that all over again, I don't have that much fight in me. I don't know how much fight people
well, he's
have.
The sheriff.
But would you rather...
I think you've got to have a fair amount of fight in you to be sheriff.
But would you rather just see your wife get killed and sliced up? I don't know. Yeah. I'd rather just put a bullet in my mouth.
Yeah, personally, me too, probably. Especially if we made it out and we got to Cedar Rapids and then we realize it's going again.
This is it.
You know, I'm tired, honestly. I'd rather call it quits here.
Yeah. And tell her to go look at the rabbits.
Especially when faced with the other option. Like, the crazies are so overly macabre, like for no reason.
Yeah.
They don't just want to kill. They want to make it gruesome for some reason.
They want the blood and the gore.
which I like.
Suffering.
I like about them actually.
Yeah.
That
and it's not just eating.
It's not just eating. And actually, I don't think they eat at all. It's just like a rage fire.
Yeah.
Like it makes them super violent. And
yeah.
The first guy definitely could have killed his wife and kid a different way instead of just setting the house on fire.
Yeah, I thought he was just going to stab them.
But that's just.
I forgot that scene, honestly. I forgot
about it too, yeah.
Like when he locks the door, I'm like, oh wow, like that's so scary.
And obviously like the pitchfork, like that's so over the top, like, for no reason. I'm sure there was a blade there, he could have like slit their throats or something.
Yeah.
You know, but they for some reason want to go about it in the most violent way possible.
Yeah.
Original monster design, you know, zombie design.
Yeah, I really like those zombies in this movie. The pitchfork scene is one of the best.
One of the top
horror movie scenes, I think. Because it's
at least like body horror scenes.
Because when you can even hear it when he's scraping it down the hallway, so he's obviously going from room to room to room.
Yeah.
Stabbing everyone with
pitchfork. Yeah, because it was already bloody when he was walking down the hall. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's doing this. And he's obviously taking some sort of enjoyment out of it. Like the first, it didn't go through the bed, and he's just
there's shoving something. It in. There's something about the shot from underneath the bed when it pokes through. Something about that. Oh my god! It hits this nerve inside me. I'm being serious. It hurts my stomach. It literally hurts my stomach.
Yeah.
The first time I watched that scene, it made me physically ill.
Wow.
And now I can watch it, but I don't enjoy it. I mean, I love it because it's terrifying and really well done.
Yes.
Really well shot, but oh, God. I don't know what it is.
And, like, he's, like, doing so much force because even when he goes up to kill that second guy laughing, it's, like, so much force he's putting up. And
like, pitchforks aren't that sharp. They don't go through people that easily.
No.
He's putting all his weight on that thing.
Yeah. Like, you could tell just by the way he was handling it. Like, good job on that guy on how he can handle a pitchfork.
Oh, he knows his way around a pitchfork, that guy. Oh, the principal, he knows a thing or two about the pitchforks.
Yeah, that was a great scene. I love that scene. I especially love it. Where she's like, no, she screams, no, when he's going to kill the girl. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to come to you then.
He's like, I'll get you first. I'll come back here. How do you like that? And I like how we find out she's pregnant just before that.
Yeah. So it's like an extra layer of just horror. Like, no, she's pregnant.
And it makes you go like, shut up, you stupid idiot. Let her get stabbed. Like, buy yourself some time.
Exactly. But no, she had to open her big fat mouth and get in trouble. Great.
Yeah, scene. It's a top 10 at least scene ever in the horror genre, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
Top 5 at least in body horror scenes. It's beautiful and disgusting and gut-wrenching.
Definitely. Mind the pun. Definitely gut-wrenching.
Jesus, man.
And the blood just pouring out.
I'm telling you, I don't know what it is about seeing it come through the bed that, like,
just because
it triggers something in me.
Like, because you know how much force, like, you know it's not easy. Yeah.
It's so gross.
Yeah, I wonder if that's in the original.
But imagine watching this guy walk around the room and methodically stab everyone straight through the belly, knowing he's coming to you next. Yeah. I've been pinned down and tickled, and that's uncomfortable for me. Imagine not being able to move and knowing a pitchfork is coming your way.
And they're just like, please, no, please, no.
If there's one way I would say, like, someone asked me, why should I watch The Crazies? The one thing you would say would be
the pitchfork scene.
The pitchfork scene.
Definitely. And I also like how when he's like, oh, are you okay? She's like, no, not really. Like, that's what you should say. Because every time it's like, yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah.
Like, no, no, I'm not okay.
I am not okay. I almost got a pitchfork.
Yeah, you can feel it for sure.
Yeah. Just, man, there's something about, like, farm equipment. Like, there's the one scene at the beginning.
The turbine?
The combine.
Combine.
Yeah, like, oh my God. I don't know what it is. There's just something about farm equipment. That's so scary.
The combine,
there's just so much to go wrong there.
I thought he was going to, like, push her into it. You know,
I'm almost glad that it didn't, because that would have scared me. That would have been so hard to watch. But I kind of wish it did.
Yeah.
And I was surprised when I realized that it was just a tease. I thought something was going to happen with it at some point. I thought maybe, like, at the end when they were crossing through the field, he was going to come out in the combine or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That was, I think, the only thing that didn't come back like that. But I love the rural setting in a movie like this, because I don't think we see a lot of rural zombie movies.
No, it's usually in the city.
It's usually cities, right?
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean,
apart from, down, I guess, in the cities. Yeah, I guess from, like, Walking Dead was pretty rural.
It starts in the city, right? Anyways, this isn't Walking Dead. But there's something very sad about, in a town that small,
1,200,
you know everybody.
Of course, yeah. 1,200 people is nothing.
So just seeing everyone you know slowly go one by one is...
And some not so slowly.
Some not so slowly, no, but... It's messed up. It's messed up. This is a very scary movie on different levels, honestly.
What else are your likes? I put most of my likes are all of the great scenes that are in this movie.
Yeah, hit me. Like the car wash scene.
The car wash scene. I love the car wash scene.
I thought the car wash scene was really unique.
Uh-huh.
That's what I liked about it. When you see the guy in the back window.
Yeah,
and when then it gets covered with foam.
Yeah, yeah.
And you realize, oh, you can't see through a car wash.
No, I know.
that's terrible. Just being blind.
I remember after I watched that movie, I'm like, I don't want to go through a car wash.
Yeah, right?
The first time, I'm like, oh.
Like, you've never thought about...
Not being able.
Well, I don't think we have a lot of car washes like that where it actually takes control of
the
car.
No, yeah, I don't
know. That's old, I think.
Is that an old thing?
Yeah.
Because I've never gone through a car wash like that.
Me neither.
Yeah, because I wouldn't like that. I would avoid car washes like that.
Right? Right? They all of a sudden are not in control of anything. They can't see. Yeah. They're not in control of the car.
It's not turning on.
Yeah, actually, that's a trope, too.
That was a trope, yeah. But, I mean, it's an old car.
It has been sitting,
It was sitting there.
Yeah, it's true.
It's believable.
Yeah.
It's not just, like, a brand new freaking car that's just not starting because...
It's true. Oh, I hate that so much.
Yeah, right? But it was an old car, so I thought it made sense for it not to.
It's true.
When he's just shooting outside of the car, he's like, I saw movement. He's like, everything is moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
See, like, that's what I mean by the dialogue. Like, really real responses.
Yes. Because that's exactly what anybody would say. But I like how even the wife started to fight back. What's her name?
Judy.
Judy started to fight back too. And the final scene where Becca is hung, I thought that was beautiful. Like, not like beautiful, like blah, blah, blah.
Don't worry, I know what you mean.
But like, it was a beautiful scene because it was so quick and it was so well done. He was on the roof. The window was busted. She was sticking her head out. Man, it was perfect. It was
scary dealing with zombies that are that prepared.
Yeah.
They're very resourceful, these
very
guys.
Very smart. Man.
Like, they will, they're not, they're really set on their mission.
Yeah.
To murder people.
Yeah. Man, and you can see her neck snap. It was perfect. It was a perfect scene. I really liked it.
I agree.
But again, the wife is stupid. Oh, I have to go and let her down. Like, she's dead. She is 100% lifeless dead.
Yeah.
She's not struggling to breathe. Keep going. Does nobody know how to keep going?
But I guess... did love the car blowing up. Yeah. I love how they tied up that loose end of the helicopter blowing it up.
I guess it would have blown them up in...
with them in it. Yeah. Yeah, true.
Also, I really like the screening process.
Oh, yeah, the quarantine?
Yeah, when they were going through it and taking their temperatures. Very reminiscent of COVID-19.
Not that reminiscent.
I don't know,
we
man.
Did not
like
see stuff when
I
like that.
When I went to go get tested when I first got sick, it was kind of wasn't set up in like a silver little booth like that, but it was set up like that.
Like they had like the plastic
on
the walls.
There was the plastic. Really? Yeah, everyone was in like bio suits.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
I didn't experience anything like that.
Yeah, at Northlands.
I didn't really leave the house though.
Yeah, but I got sick. I had to go get tested.
So it was a lot like that, eh?
Yeah. Everyone's lining up and herded here and there. And everything was, like, plastic. And everyone was in bio suits, masked up, everything.
Seriously?
Yeah, man. It was, like, almost every biohazard sort of scene like that in movies now, it's like, yeah, that's
right?
What
yeah.
it was.
I know. It's such a different light now.
But, yeah, it's crazy.
Except way less organized. Yeah. Everyone was much less prepared.
Yes. Yes, much less organized.
We did not have a containment protocol.
No.
To execute.
No, definitely not. It was a great scene. It was very chaotic. There was babies taken away and everyone was being separated. And I like how there's so much stuff going on. There's so much to see and everyone's just screaming and being pushed around.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that's what this movie gets right is the chaos.
Yeah.
It really does a good job of portraying how everything is immediately pure chaos.
Yeah, definitely. The fence scene where the truck runs into the fence. I really appreciate, I think it was all real people like in the fence. Because I really liked watching them like stop and then start running.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was a really...
How groupthink takes over?
Groupthink, yeah. Yeah. Like they all moved in unison. And then as soon as there was just one soldier there, they tackled him and booked it, right?
Yeah.
I really like that scene, too.
Mob mentality.
Yeah, well, it's either them or us. But they all eventually die anyways.
Yep. Yeah, if they don't die by the hand of the crazies, they got nuked.
Well, that's awful.
Speaking of the quarantine scene, just the few shots where Judy's being rolled through on the stretcher.
Yeah, yeah.
God, that's terrifying.
And there's blood on the bed. And...
Yeah, I liked how it's her perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're rolling her through to get checked and just so much chaos. And the feeling of being strapped down is just...
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Terrifying, always.
Yes.
I liked that whole shot there. I thought that was...
That was a good one. I forgot about that. That was good.
To be fair, I don't think there was a bad scene in this movie.
No, that's true, but like sometimes some scary movie scenes, like the action shots aren't very memorable or like...
But, or just recycled.
Yeah.
Like I thought a lot of this was very original.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that's why...
Which might be unfair to say seeing as this is a remake, but I haven't seen the original.
But we haven't seen the original.
I don't know how much is reused, how much has been rewritten. They did actually, I was trying to see if they would actually refer to them as crazies.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they did actually at one point refer to them as the crazies.
Oh, did they? I missed that.
When they were in the school, one of the guys goes, the crazies have breached the perimeter.
Oh, I missed that.
I think that was the only one, though.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I completely missed that.
But well, no one said zombie.
No, I don't think you're allowed to. Are you?
Really?
I think there's somebody has a trademark on it.
Oh, seriously?
I thought maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
You could be right. That would be interesting. I don't know. I mean, this is 2010, so maybe.
Zombies were in their height.
It's true, yeah.
Also, the whole blood mixing, like when he stabs her in the throat, do you think he'd get, is it blood transferable?
I would only assume it is. I don't know much about viruses. I don't know what viruses are. Is it even a virus? We don't even know. Do not have a lot of information there.
But I would assume he would
go. I would assume, yeah. I mean, you don't even want to do that with a healthy person. You don't want to mix bloods. That's don't a bad mix call. Your blood, guys. That's a bad call.
Always. Yeah, exactly. That.
I mean, it's a survival scenario, yes.
True, but maybe that's a little bit of a plot armor there.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they make it out miraculously is, there was quite a bit of plot armor.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that was a little extra. Also, I really like how much effort was put into making everybody not leave. Like, all the cars were booted.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good touch.
Yeah, like, there were those spike strips.
Imagine you go to leave. Imagine everything's going sideways, you go to leave, and your car's booted. Jesus Christ.
How can you get a boot off? We're going to have to...
You can. It's not easy, though.
I've never had my car booted, have you?
No.
Maybe Nadine has. She has a lot of parking
tickets. I wouldn't be surprised. The spike strips, yeah. Yeah, Russell mentioned that they spike stripped his tires.
Yeah, I just like how much attention was put to that. Like, every car was destroyed or booted or just exploded, you know?
I liked Russell's decline.
Yeah, it was very heartbreaking.
Was sad. And I like that he didn't just turn crazy and they had to kill him.
Yeah.
I like that he toughed it out.
Had a redemption arc,
yeah. But I thought just the decline, how he started to just get more aggressive.
Less
sensible.
Yeah, poor Russell. He was a good guy. I really love that actor.
I thought he did really good in this. Yeah, see, I wouldn't want to, like, if you knew you were getting sick, I would want you to shoot me, bro. Oh, I don't want to turn.
I would hope if there is a zombie outbreak, you would do me that solid.
For sure.
Thank you. I would also do that for you, too.
Thanks.
It would be difficult, but...
I appreciate that. There would be a little bit of hesitation.
Yeah, but...
I appreciate that.
I don't think I'd be able to fight you off, so I'd have to shoot you.
You would have to, yeah.
You're a pretty tall guy.
You got some weight on you, for sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm glad we have this agreement. But yeah, that's about it. I just really like the movie.
This has next to infinite replay value for me.
Oh, for sure.
I'll watch this forever. I always definitely. Like it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a zombie movie lover, horror movie lover, a gory lover, if you're a body horror lover.
Yeah. This is a good movie to watch.
This is a great one to put on your list if for some crazy reason you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Do you want to give your final rating?
You know, I think I'm going to have to agree with you on a 6.
Oh?
You're right about a lot of tropes, a lot of plot armor, a lot of stupid decisions. But otherwise, super entertaining.
Yeah.
Scary, horrifying, gut-wrenching.
Great scenes.
Lots of fun, honestly.
Yeah, it is a fun movie. I would say
lots of fun from start to finish.
Definitely.
There's never a dull moment.
No.
The down moments are
very quick.
Very short. I would probably go the 6, though. You're at a 6?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it at a 6,
I think. I think that's fair, and I think that's a respectable score. I think it's better than a lot of zombie movies out there. I think it's one of the better zombie movies.
Okay, great. You want to play us out?
I can do that.